Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast. We're hanging out at Repticon Kissimmee. Woo. Guys, I need to know what the hell's going on with this. You.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this?
I don't know what that is.
This is your boy. This is Zay. This is Zay with Speed. They're doing things to a gator that I don't understand.
Where is he? Is that Florida?
Yeah, well, they're in South Florida. They're in South Florida. That looks like
somebody doing things to a gator.
Yeah. A little too excited.
So you know Zay, when like... Zay's a trapper, probably trapped the alligator, and in the process, people get to pay him like $50 per person, and then you get to trap the alligator with him.
You know, when like,
probably how they did it. That's my guess.
Okay, you know when like dogs get like too excited, and they're like, their whole body's shaking, they just start losing it? I think that's what happened.
That was Speed.
Yeah, he just got on, and he was like, this is the most exciting thing I've ever done in my life, and just... That was let so loose a little bit.
Okay. I didn't know what to think about that. I was like, what the fuck?
Would you do that?
That's crazy.
I mean, would you?
Do what?
Do that. The act that he was doing to this gator.
Not the act. No. I would catch it, but not like that.
That was weird.
Yeah, I'd probably be excited.
That was a weird
like
form of excitement.
I agree.
Everyone to their own, you know?
Yeah, it's each their own.
But he's known to be a crazy mofo.
Yeah. He's funny. Some stuff is funny.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
When he barks... Bro,
oh my God, is funny. Yes.
Has me dead every time he barks.
Yeah. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about on the show. We have to talk about your herping trip.
Yeah. We do. I've had a couple, actually.
Do you have what?
I've had a couple trips.
Yes, we have to talk about you because you've been gone. Tino's back.
Let's get to that first.
No. That's got to be.
I'm ready.
That's got to be.
I'm ready.
It's got to be there. We got to wait a little bit because there's some drama. So that's going to be a little bit towards the end of the video. So you got to watch the whole thing to
gotta
get
let
to there.
It simmer.
I have some show notes. Next week I am gonna post one of the videos that we've done on the day of the podcast instead of
finally.
Posting a podcast. Yes, that's what I'm gonna do. So you're gonna get a backdoor pilot to one of our videos that we've been doing, and etc. We have lives that we do after the end of recording the podcast on Sundays. So make sure you're tuned into our YouTube. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow, share, do the whole thing. And obviously the Reptiles With Podcast merch. And then the Golden Standard Gecko Club is happening the weekend that this is coming out. And I'll throw the promo here.
Horses, reptile breeders should have standards when it comes to producing the best animals possible. Have you ever worried that breeding has gone too far and we're starting to focus mostly on the color and the pattern and not caring about what the actual animal's functionality is? With new gecko morphs coming out that question the ethical standard of our breeding capabilities, we need to make sure that we have the most responsible breeders trying to produce animals that are not just functional and beautiful, but are the whole package. The first Gold Standard Gecko Club show will take place at the Flora Fauna Conference in New York on May 4th, and we are encouraging every single breeder to enter the competition and show off your best gecko. We are trying to promote responsible breeding and not just producing nicely colored geckos, but we want well-structured, we want functionality, pattern, the snout length, the eyes, everything. We want to make sure that we promote responsible breeding, and that is why we are excited to see what is to come this May.
And we're back. Okay.
All right.
So, how was the show? You guys saw something cool, like literally right now.
Yeah. Fly River.
Yes.
Fly River, not for sale, but still cool to see.
Yeah, a small one.
Never touched them before. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool to hold it.
What did it feel like? Because it looks like it feels rubbery.
It feels exactly like a soft shell turtle.
Yeah. Okay.
If you've ever held a soft shell, it feels like that.
Okay. Harder.
Like weird. Okay, so when you feel like the back end of a soft shell, it's flappy. Yeah, but the top half is hard.
It feels a lot more rigid.
It feels like that, yeah.
But I wonder how they feel if something scratches them. Do they feel worse or...
Because there's a layer of skin over it, probably.
I would always wonder.
That probably does hurt them more.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know if they bleed or not.
Yeah, but that was cool. What else? I saw some rat snakes. I love the rat snakes. Mm-hmm. Some pretty corns. There was some guy who had wild type corns. I don't know if they're wild caught or captive corn, but they looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
They looked gorgeous.
You know a thing or two about some wild caught corns.
I do know about
wild caught
corns.
We'll talk about it later.
Oh my God. So funny.
Oh man, listen. Who sent this about the fossil discovered in India? Yeah. May have been the largest Fire. Ever, the snake fossil.
That was Tino, right?
Yep. No, that wasn't me.
Probably me. I don't remember.
Somebody sent it.
Yeah.
So now we have a new largest snake that has ever existed. Mind you, they only have the spine.
Okay.
Like vertebrae pieces.
Okay.
And then from there, they can tell that it was like the size of 3 anacondas.
Okay.
Jeez, for real?
Yeah.
You know, have you guys seen Jungle Book?
Yes.
Yeah.
The live action. Sorry.
Yes.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there is a part where Mowgli sees, what's the name of the snake? Ka or something like that?
No.
I don't remember. It wraps around him.
Okay. Yeah. So Mowgli finds this snake, and he pulls up a shed, right? Yeah. And the shed is huge. So I got into an argument with my wife last night because she's like, do you think a snake shed can be that big? She's like, what's the, like, biggest girthy snake? I said, mine. Pause. No. I was like, oh, an anaconda. And she was like, do you think it could be that big? And I'm like, well, it's like this. I don't think it could be that big because of this and that. And I started explaining it to her. And she's like, but why do you have to be so specific? And I was just asking you a question. I was like, I don't know, man. Yeah. So do you know anything else other than the fossil?
Yeah, no, it's just a vertebrae that they found, and because of that, they can tell that it was larger than Titanoboa, which was the record that we've had as the biggest or largest snake that has ever existed.
I mean, it couldn't just be a bigger Titanoboa?
No.
A bigger specimen?
So no, what makes it different from Titanoboa?
It's in its own family. They know the family that it's in. There's other snakes of that family that have been found before.
Oh, I see. Just not that one, that large.
Okay.
So it's not like that family has just been found. There's like six other ones of that same family.
Do you know if it has any like relatives today?
I don't remember reading about that, so I'm not sure.
I mean, if it's in India, it's probably other Indian snakes.
I wonder what kind of thing.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yo, that makes sense. He said, if it's from India, it's an Indian snake.
You could just leave it at that. I mean,
yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know how else.
Geographical projections have said that India was a subcontinent that did merge with the rest of Asia.
Yeah.
So it's like.
You can only assume.
They're from India. I would think.
That's it.
The Malaysian tapir would say otherwise. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I'm not a paleontologist.
Neither am I.
What are you? Both.
What am I? What?
Other than Mexican, what are you?
I'm also Puerto Rican.
You're a herper.
I'm a herper.
We'll talk more about it later.
I'm taking all of their licenses.
You guys are so funny.
All right, so did you guys see this little girl is a herper. All right, check this out. Here we go.
What if I hold it?
Did you guys watch this one?
Not me.
I did see this one. Yes, I love this video.
Yeah. So she goes... And she pretty much is talking to her mom, and she's, like, joking around, like, oh, I found a snake. And then she pretty much has it there in her pocket. The mom freaks out.
She politely freaks out.
Yeah, politely freaks out.
Respectfully.
Respectfully freaks out.
Can she not find it, dude? What is it?
No, is that she... I think she's, like, a little bit shy to take it out. She put it in her pocket, and there it is, little guy. The mom's kind of scared because she's like, I don't know what this is.
What is it?
Guess what kind of snake it is?
Black Razor.
No, it's a garter.
Okay.
Yeah, a garter probably because she has a jacket.
No. A jacket.
What does the garter have to do with the jacket?
Up north,
cold. They do good in the cold.
Oh, okay. Oh, look, there it is.
Look at that.
Look at that, little garter.
Badass.
Look at that little specimen.
That's super cool. Badass. Yep. I could never.
You could never?
Yeah.
Still? I was doing that as a kid.
To this day?
No, I could.
To this day?
I have some young pictures of myself holding black racers from the garden, just like...
Yeah.
Look, Mom, look what I have. Yeah. Wow, you're so cool.
No, it's just funny.
Yeah.
You didn't do that?
Did you take a picture like that with a brown water snake?
No.
Tino, when I was a child, I was afraid to go in my own, like, backyard because of the frogs, okay?
Okay, I guess.
Oh my God, talking about frogs, did you see the... I haven't sent it to you. Eric held a big-ass bullfrog.
Yep, I saw that.
Respect.
I'm recovering.
Respect.
I'm recovering.
Yeah. He did the thing. I did not. I filmed it.
How was it?
I hated it.
They're slimy.
But it's not as bad.
Okay.
I could still never do a Cuban
tree
frog.
Just imagine them as a big Cuban tree frog.
That is so froggist. It's crazy.
Froggist?
Froggist.
I'm froggist as fuck.
Froggist is a word.
Yeah. It wasn't shit, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, okay.
Cuban tree frogs do it for you.
You know what it is? I think you just don't like tree frogs. Because you're fine with dart frogs. You're fine with toads.
I can grab a white's tree frog.
Oh, really? Okay.
It took a while.
Red eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also took a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's the Cubans?
It's the Cubans.
I don't know. The name tells me something.
Eddie said, so when he was holding it, he was talking about that he doesn't like the Cubans. And Eddie was like, well, they are kind of like the ugly house gecko of the frog world.
Huh.
They're just like ugly.
I just don't like what
some
they
have good
do.
Patterns. Some can be green
what
or brownish.
What do they do, Eric?
Their habits, like they just insert themselves into like the crevices of shit. So
all
like,
tree
every
frogs
time...
do that. Yeah,
no,
they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
when
do.
When was the last time someone saw a fucking barking tree frog in their fucking porch?
It's because the Cubans are eating
a few
them.
Days ago.
I'm fucking jealous.
I mean, humans are eating them.
It's weird because I can be okay around the natives. I found a little pine woods tree frog when we went out. I grabbed it like nothing.
It was fine.
But if it was a Cuban, I ain't getting close to that shit.
Huh. Weird.
So
they also are like sporadic with their jumping.
They all are.
All frogs kind of are.
No, I mean like a narrowmouth toad will just like.
Yeah,
I will say psychopaths.
I don't know what's up with you guys because y'all are giving me like things that all frogs have.
I know for Eric,
like,
it's
they
like
jump.
I know for Eric, it's like well, actually for both of them, it's trauma. It has
There's
to do
like
with trauma.
Deep. The iceberg is really deep with the Cuban tree frog.
It has to do with trauma.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Which I get. Like
I don't get it.
I know people that are afraid of like lizards sometimes because they don't want them jumping on them because that's like shocking to them, and they can maybe relate that feeling with the animal itself. So I get it. It's something you gotta work on.
You grabbing a cockroach?
No.
I'm not grabbing it, but I'm murking it.
Okay. Will you grab a rhinoceros beetle? Same size.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
They're beetles. Yeah,
that's how I feel.
But the difference, here's the difference. Cockroaches eat children.
Yeah,
they eat children.
What are you talking about?
Do
they really?
No. Yeah. They grab people, fly away with them.
Have you not seen how big a Cuban tree frog can get?
Have you seen how big a cockroach
can
get?
Yes.
The cockroach, I've seen them eat frogs.
Cockroaches are vectors for disease. They've been studied that it can give kids asthma. It's super hard to kill them.
They're
like indestructible.
And Cuban tree frogs are yucky.
You can take off their heads. They keep on walking.
But Cuban tree frogs eat the roaches, so I'm killed. Yep. I'm killed with them.
Okay, but they're also killing everything else.
Yeah, that is true.
They're killing the
dogs.
But
they ain't killing me.
They're killing
me. The roaches are.
That's so funny.
Still.
So funny.
I don't fuck with the Cuban tree frogs. Sorry,
I don't
guys.
Fuck with any of this.
You gotta get better.
I don't want to fuck with the roaches.
What's the closest you can get to a frog? Like, can you hold a salamander?
In my hand?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Like a tongue.
Because it looks like a lizard.
Well, it could be with a fucking, like a cup, like a deli cup. I can hold the deli cup that holds the Cuban
What about
tree
a rain frog? Have you seen those?
What's a rain frog?
They're the ones that like dig themselves under into little, like the dirt or sand.
Show me what it looks like.
Okay.
Somebody pull it up.
I mean, you know what they are.
It's like literally a blob.
Here, yeah.
A blob?
Eyes. Yeah, it's a cute blob.
It's a little circle.
Is it going to jump?
No.
I held a toad the other day.
What toad?
When we went to one of the last podcasts that we recorded, it was a baby.
Yeah, the little oak toads.
Yeah.
I
let it do its thing.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
It didn't bother me.
You're so brave.
I like how
the
am.
One with
you're
no signal
so brave.
Pulls it up.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
That is so cute. What
I don't
want to
hold it. Look at his
look
butt,
at him.
Dude.
He's fucking. He's
yeah. Well, you're, looking, yo, you're looking. Yo, his eyes are up.
No, but yeah, they can't jump. So I
love those frogs.
If it's like a jumping thing, if it's like it gets there.
Maybe if it's like little ish, maybe.
Okay.
I don't mind dart frogs. Dart frogs don't bother me. Like I.
Oh, the ones that can actually kill you mean?
Actual threat.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's so European of you. What are you going to do with that?
That's so funny.
Come on, bro.
I would have, if I had unlimited space and I was like, I need to have a frog enclosure,
yeah.
It would be a dart frog enclosure.
Interesting. Interesting. We take a trip down south, we're catching mad frogs, and Yoki's like, I'll catch this one.
Yeah, cane toads are worse for me than Cuban tree frogs.
Wow, really?
Yeah, cane toads fuck me
those
up.
Things are ugly. They're gross.
You gotta get ready then.
Why?
They're gross looking.
Cane toads coming soon.
Oh, well, I guess this is the thing. So, the reason why Eric was holding the frog was because Eric and I are planning, we're in the works right now to do a couple, kids' birthday parties. And so, we were thinking about getting a frog, because he has one. But we're like, maybe we get something else. There was a cane toad conversation. And then Eddie was like, what about the bullfrog? But he doesn't want to house a fucking bullfrog.
Yeah, I'm not harboring that motherfucker in my house.
That's pretty much what it is. Because it's a free bullfrog. We don't want to house it.
So, y'all want a bullfrog?
No, thanks.
Maybe in the future. I'm having a tank. And I think I need to put a frog in it.
Well, that's a big frog.
I have a big tank.
Hey, you got a big tank. You know what they say about people with big tanks?
Big
they
frogs.
Got big frogs.
Now they got enough.
All right, what do you guys think about this?
Beautiful.
Oh, so sick.
That is so cool.
What am I looking at?
This is.
Oh, yeah. I did see this.
This is the point of keeping animals how they should be kept. Yeah. This right here. You know how many people keep that same snake in a
and have no
stupid
clue what the
tub,
fuck that they're like,
and you'll never see these
crazy.
behaviors that they're supposed to be fucking doing.
So pretty much what we're looking at right now is a Woma python. It's digging a burrow in its enclosure, Which is natural behavior. It's not a tub on some paper. Mind you, I'm sure some people can breed it like that, but this is really cool. I've never seen something like that.
That is enrichment. That is what you're supposed to see those snakes doing. If you keep them in small spaces, they're not doing that.
I thought their head shape was to like nestle themselves in the sand. Well, I didn't know that they're shoveling. You know
how many other species probably do that too?
Yeah.
And you'll never see it?
Name them.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Sambo is a good one.
Sambo. Fuck. Sambo is a good one. Okay, next topic. The salamanders with these tunnels.
Very cool.
Whoa, yeah, what is that? Cool.
It's basically like little rivets in the roads that goes, like when salamander breeding happens, they need to cross into from the vernal pools into like the large lakes to lay their eggs. They need to cross sometimes big roads. Mm-hmm. These tunnels will help them, at least some of them, to go ahead and use the tunnels and get across safely without getting hit by cars.
If I'm not mistaken...
They also have the fencing along the side so that the salamanders literally can't get onto the road and they're forced to go through that, the little rivet.
Yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Florida does that on I-75 for panthers?
For panthers, yeah. The panther... Oh, what's it called? You know what they're called,
panther
right?
Panther bridge.
Well,
not the panther bridge.
I don't know.
They're called something, but like they have the highway up and they have the space underneath for the animals
that,
to cross.
And then I know that there's issues with the diamondback terrapins going down through the Keys because they built that long road and there's a barricade in there. So a lot of them unfortunately get hit because they cannot cross when they're trying to lay eggs.
Bummer.
So, I mean...
Actually, they did the same... Actually, with... what is it? I think, I don't want to mistake, with giant salamanders. Uh-huh. I don't know about, I think maybe Japanese giant salamanders, but because of dams that they have, they literally cannot get up the little ravines and stuff in order to get to where they need to go for breeding. And so a lot of the times that how herpers go ahead and find them, they go to those ravines, and sometimes there are a couple pooled there because they're like, they literally can't keep going.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's so like sad. With permits, like obviously specialized people can help them to either put them over the ravine or whatever. But like, yeah, that's how people find them now. And it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That is very sad. With the salamanders, I just wonder how many actually cross. I wish there was documentation of it, you know?
Yeah.
Other than just showing, this is what we built. It's like, this is what we built, and this is what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like to see, I don't know, how many can you really save? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's cool, though. I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's funny how, like, even from, like, a larger scale with, like, a Florida panther under a highway, you have, like, little tiny, like,
make more
straight
of them.
Up, like, channels under
and
roads.
With the panther ones, they put, like, cameras out there, and it's not just the panther, you know?
Yeah,
so I wonder what else benefits from those tunnels.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, like, I don't know, like, a
frogs,
garter snake.
Spiders,
whatever can fit in there, honestly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, you know what else I did on the channel that we should talk about before going forward? I turned on memberships.
Okay.
So pretty much...
Like what Chuck did.
No, that's...
On YouTube.
Chuck
on YouTube.
Has subscriptions on YouTube.
Gotcha.
If you want to know more about... Not on YouTube, on Instagram, my bad. On his Instagram, he's promoting some of the stuff that he knows about social media. And
in other words, he's selling feet pics.
Yeah, pretty much. You can go to Bad Bio Reptiles for that. But here on our channel... if you want to become a member, there's a couple perks, and you could you get a badge, you get special emojis of our faces doing stupid characteristics that I'll show you guys later today.
For real?
Yeah.
This is new to us.
And it's just a way to help support us, and I'm not trying to do this fucking salesy thing, but I do have to announce it or whatever. So there is memberships on the channel now. I bought some turtles here at the
Fire.
Show.
Hell yeah.
I bought a lot of turtles.
Where?
Well, some of them are for sale. Those red cheek mud turtles. I bought some adults. They're like 2-year-old offsprings, and then they're yearling offsprings.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
There are turtle from my homeland of Nicaragua that I am going to breed.
They get bigger than the three stripes, right?
Way
bigger.
They are bigger than what I thought they would be, for sure.
Not way bigger. Not like a yellow belly size.
Where they at?
No.
Where they at?
The big ones are
that open 10-gallon.
Tyler, can you bring the?
Just grab one. No. Oh, there you go.
They're coming.
Oh, they are big.
He's going to grab one.
That is not a big turtle.
Well,
dude.
That's like a 2-3-year-old.
Dude, this looks like a 3-stripe without the stripe.
Excuse me?
So the adults are like double that size.
Yeah,
and
they're pretty big.
They're bigger dome.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what?
Cool.
Maybe I'm being a little bit dramatic about that. It's like an extra half of that.
It's like a box turtle. It has the boxy thing. It's like a 3-stripe box turtle.
Yeah, sure.
It's a mud turtle.
It's a hybrid.
That's a mud turtle.
Yeah. Smack.
Mud turtles are musk turtles that can close.
Yeah.
Closable mud turtle or musk turtle.
They're cool.
Are you trying to get bit by this guy?
Yeah. Bite him. Yeah.
You smell.
What does he smell like? Nicaragua?
Water.
Fritanga.
water.
Yeah.
He has orange on his head. Is that why you got it? Because it's from your country?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to have something that reminded me of my father.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you going to name him after your father?
Dad, right? No, I'm not naming him after my father.
You could just call your dad? Some of us can't, you know?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I would have to get turtles to see my dad.
Well, if you want some, I could give you some. They're also found in Mexico. Oh, so.
Shit. Dad?
Dad?
That is crazy.
Father Teen.
Yes. So Tino did just come back from
Teen
his
father.
Trip.
Hello.
Let's recap your adventures in Puerto Rico first.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
let's. So fun stuff. I was there 4 days. Yeah. No, 4 nights, 5 days. And then spent a lot of time on the beach. The people I went with, very homebodies, so we got Airbnb in San Jose, or San Juan, sorry, and we just stayed there for a while. Let's see, I tried to do some herping, but again, homebodies, they get a little nervous on like the roads next to the hillside, so I couldn't go out as often as I wanted, but I made the most of it. Still saw some beautiful area. Saw the Rio Mamayas, or Mamayes, I don't know how to pronounce. Mamayes. So cool. Such a pretty river. Awesome huge boulders in the way, and we just walked along it upstream because it's not really that deep in the area that we went. So cool. For me personally, I was like we spent a lot of time on the beach, but why have beaches here? I have beaches in Florida. You know, I don't need to go to another island to see beaches. What I don't see in Florida are limestone caves and rainforest.
Puerto Rican boas.
You haven't gone to Miami.
Dude.
No, they don't have rainforest. They don't have limestone caves.
Limestone?
Caves.
The caves.
I'm talking, I go inside and it's completely around me.
North
I don't want to go to North Florida.
Yeah, but the caves in North Florida don't have Puerto Rican boas.
No, higher up. Like
higher up?
Panhandle east.
Pensacola. It's not the same thing.
Regardless.
I don't know.
It's close to your roots.
Taylor Swift scorpions.
Taylor Swift scorpions.
Taylor Swift scorpions.
Taylor Swift scorpions is crazy.
That's insane.
I actually have a Taylor Swift scorpion that I named Taylor Swift. Because of that. That makes sense. That's funny.
How was it for one of the people that you went that it was, I guess it was their first time, like, there? Because you've gone
actually,
to
Actually, with two of the people, it was the first time. It was me and my sister. We'd been there before. Uh-huh. And then two other people that it was their first times. They liked it. They liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely different from, like, it's still tropical, so it's not completely different from, like, a Florida environment. But, like, just seeing mountains, it's crazy.
Yeah,
mountains with forests covering them.
That's cool.
It's fire, dude. Fire. And then you have a lot of birds. Saw a lot of birds. Since we were on the beach, a lot of crabs. A lot of invasive birds.
Yeah.
And where we were in the city, mad cats. Mad invasive cats. So many house cats out on the streets to the point where, like, you could walk down a block and see, like, 10 house cats.
Damn.
Okay.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
For sure.
Okay.
In terms of the herps, Puerto Rican amoebas.
I was about to say, you went to El Morro. They were there.
Yeah. Oh, iguanas, too.
Yeah, I knew
it. Hermit crabs I saw. Different kinds of species of crabs. Saw anoles. Saw the crested anoles, of course, but they're everywhere. Saw the emerald anoles, which are super pretty.
Hell
like,
yeah.
A lot of people are like, oh, you got green anoles in Florida.
No.
It's different. The dewlap is yellow, and they're completely green. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Carolina anoles, they've got like a white underneath, sometimes blue, sometimes red.
And their head is flat here. Green. Over there, they're like
they're pretty.
Yeah. So super cool.
Really?
Yeah. They're punched back instead of like that flat head.
Yep,
is cool.
Are you going to tell us about the Puerto Rican boa incident?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I wanted to find a Puerto Rican boa there, right?
Yes.
Didn't get to do a lot of herping, but at the end of the day, I was like, I'm glad that I was in habitat, right? The day I got back, right? So there's this page on Facebook. It's called Derpetology. Not to shit on the page, but in that page, it's mostly leopard geckos and memes. You know, that's what they're posting on there. It's cute. It's nice. Not really what I want to see in my Facebook feed a lot. My mom sends me a post that someone put in the Derpetology page, and it is of a Puerto Rican boa that they found outside of a Popeyes. Okay? Like a 20-minute walk from where we were staying in San Juan. Literally in San Juan in the city in a Popeyes. And I'm like, and it was there the day before I left. And I was like, ain't no way I don't
hit
join
it,
this
Chuck.
Random
my heart goes
Facebook
out to
group.
You.
Hit
and
the
it's
wrong
not there. It's insane. It was so sad.
I know you didn't get to hurt,
so
bro,
sad.
But if you would have, you would have gotten one, bro.
Yeah.
You could have gotten one, dude.
I'm sure.
I wanted you to get one, dude. Yeah.
I wanted one.
Oh, you got to shout out the Coquins, too.
I want one, too.
That just means we go back.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, I need
that
to.
That means we go
I
back,
to.
Yes.
I need to.
Yep.
I need
I would like to go to
Let's
Puerto
go.
Rico.
Yeah, I think first, if I get my money right, I'll go to Costa. After that, we'll go to Puerto Rico. And
Hell
Kira
yeah,
comes
dude.
Back, we'll all go to Puerto Rico
Fuck
and
yeah.
find the Puerto Rican boa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I need one, too.
Yeah.
I went with shitty people too. So Puerto Rican boa.
I'm down.
Retic.
Gotta go again.
Ooh. Yep.
And then there's another boa on the east side.
In Mona. The Mona Island boa?
A smaller one on the east side.
Oh, really?
In the island.
Forgot what that one was called.
Yeah, it's related to the Mona one, though.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I forgot.
And then the ground snake, I've never seen. And then the Spherodactylus, we can find so many.
Yeah.
And coquis.
Yeah. I also saw coquis.
Come on.
I saw some coquis.
Shut the fuck up.
But you know where, so like, you hear coquis all the time, but
No.
Where I saw them was actually when I went out in Habitat and went to the caves.
Hell yeah.
They were like in the caves jumping around. I'm like, so cool.
And there's so many species of them.
Oh, yeah. I saw one of the bigger ones.
Really?
They're
different species.
Oh, there's so many species.
Okay.
And they all sound different.
The genus, I think, right? Yep. Coquis is the genus.
And
it's not
different.
A nickname for them? It's an...
It is, yeah. I mean, you can say they're coquis. A lot of them have
like
similar
token.
Calls.
They're called that because of the
sound. A lot of them have similar calls, but some are very different.
The little ones sound like droplets.
Yep.
Like if drops, like, you know, like a drop falls into water.
Yeah.
Like that sound. That's how they sound like, the little ones.
Yep.
Huh. They're so cool.
Super cool. Honestly, a little bit hard to visually see.
Because
like when you're looking at a plant sometimes and you shine a light,
it's just a little tan thing.
Yeah.
And they like to hide in between the
different
plants.
Different species.
Oh, wow.
Yep, very cool.
Different
They look
colors.
Like weird greenhouse frogs.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
So cool.
That one's cool. The middle one's cool as fuck. Looks like a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, different species, and there's different species on the islands around it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really so cool.
Mucho cool.
Gotta go again.
Yeah.
We're gonna go.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico too.
Yeah, Puerto Rico part two. Yeah. I have unfinished business.
Talking about unfinished business.
Let's go.
All right. I'm gonna give a disclaimer. Okay.
I'm gonna double down.
No. This is the thing. There was something that happened that you would have had to have. I need to give context. There's something that happened on the podcast that came out before this one that we did not think it was a big deal. I'm going to be very honest with you. It made me feel like I should start giving disclaimers before certain topics that we talk about, where it's just like, what we're about to talk about, it's not a personal take on anybody specific, and we might make some jokes, but they're just jokes, and we're going to dissect the situation. That's almost what it makes me feel like, okay? You guys know, when we talk about something, and I've had this conversation with you, and I think I've had this conversation with you as of this week. You guys know that when we talk about something that's a little bit sketchy, that might get us in a little bit of trouble, my hands get clammy, I get a little bit shaky, I get nervous, and I express it to you guys. I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I start calling a couple people. I'll call Jeremy. Like, what with one thing that we did one time, I called Jeremy for some reason. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I still post it, and I tag the people we talk about. In this case, with what we spoke about on the last podcast, it was so insignificant that wasn't even a thought, because I thought it wasn't that big of a deal. And pretty much what we're talking about is that we had a little segment in the last podcast where we spoke specifically about Tino and his trip to South Carolina, which we're going to talk about because, you know, you need to tell us how it was for you. Tino, how was your trip to South Carolina?
It was fantastic.
Hell yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Drive was 7 hours up there. I did go alone.
We said 14.
I know, crazy. Technically 14 round trip. So you're not too far off.
Okay.
Yes.
14 hours on the road.
We're factual.
I went alone, so I was listening to pods and some music. This was interesting. This is great. So I'm listening to the Flippin' Tin podcast, right?
Yep.
Because I'd heard like, oh, you should check it out. It's on the Herpetic Culture Network. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll check them out. So the first couple episodes I started listening to, I'm like, I kind of like this. This is kind of fun. It's kind of easygoing. I like these people. And then when we get there, when I get to the campsite, the people start coming in because I got there a little bit early. I see a lot of Flipping Tin merch, like hats and shirts. And I'm like, I guess everybody here likes Flipping Tin, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, you didn't know? This is Jake and Sky. And I was like, oh, I've been listening to you guys for the last 7 hours. That's crazy. Yeah.
You close your eyes.
No, what? Yeah. I mean,
it's like a podcast.
Let me make sure. Oh, yeah. Because
They're on YouTube too, but I'm obviously watching YouTube while I'm driving.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Awesome. And they're very supportive of the friends. Also, Justin is also there with the Herpetic Culture Network. He also has his own thing on there. And then Jack also has his own podcast. I forget what it's called.
There's one that does snakes and stogies, is it, or something like that?
I think so. I think something like that. But there's one where, like, the logo. Sorry, Jack. The logo is like snakes eating each other, or like two snakes
like
together.
Like an Ouroboros kind of thing?
Kind of. It kind of looks like it's a circle of snakes.
Okay.
And so I was like, and one of the guys even comments, and he was like, so I guess everybody here's on a podcast. Because I was
it's
like, oh, yeah, I'm on the reptile.
It's a podcast trip.
It was so funny. So funny. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of things that I haven't done either in a long time or like for my first time. Going in the back of a truck really felt like a Mexican. Just hanging just hanging off the side, letting the wind hit me. Driving at night, looking up, and like we're in the middle of the forest. So like you don't see a lot of light pollution. You can just see the moon bright as day, like just lighting up the road and stuff. It was so nice, dude. Camping, I pulled the tick from my ball sack.
That's that did happen. Crazy.
Yeah, that did happen. Yeah.
That's crazy. Insanity.
Yeah.
They were like, no way. And I was like, yep, that did happen.
Did you show them?
No. I was tempted.
I swear, guys.
I swear, it's right there. I took a picture here.
So you had a good time.
Yeah, I did have a good time. I got some lifers, too. Yeah. Northern Cottonmouth.
Cool.
Eastern Copperheads.
Okay.
Super cool. What else is a lifer? I thought I had... So this one's still a little iffy. I thought I had a lifer, a northern racer, but with that area of South Carolina, it's like right at the border of the southern range. So I'm pretty sure we saw southerns. They might have been northerns. They looked a little different to me. They didn't have like the red eyes. Sometimes a lot of racers have red around their eyes or like dark brown. And then also the tongues. Southern racers usually have red tongues. These racers had black tongues.
Yeah.
Which isn't like enough to be like, this is a different species. But... At the same time, I'm kind of like, so cool. Probably. I mean, with integrated zones.
There's also both pines up there.
Yep.
Same thing. Like, a lot of
we were also in an integrated zone between cane breaks and EDBs, but obviously, you know, those are hard to see. You're not going to see those. But it was fun. Gabe, one of the guys that was there, he did bring out his own personal bat wing, so it was cool to see.
Is that what they're called?
Nice.
Yeah. So I will say publicly... No, it looked like you guys had a good time.
Yeah.
I reacted to a couple of posts that a mutual of ours that was on the trip like posted because it was hype. I expressed to all of you guys that it would have been nice to go. Like it sounded like a fun time. But we made a comment on the last podcast about certain things that were found that we were making a joke towards you, our friend.
Why he's not so scared, dude?
I'm building suspense.
Okay,
I'm a showman.
Yeah.
So
scene.
It's my moment.
We were at the Reptiles with Podcast, and we were so dramatic about the distance that Tino drove outside of Florida to find some snakes that he would have found in his backyard. Chuck said, "That's crazy." Eric said, "Well, he looked like he had a good time."
I'm supportive.
Yeah.
And what came out of it was. Not Chuck that said the thing.
There was a lot of hate towards you.
It was a lot of hate towards me. I got a lot of hate from the mutual of ours that was on the trip. And I don't even want to name because I'm more like, there's no fucking point.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, because it was, in my opinion, insignificant. I just didn't like that it was a personal attack towards me. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm attacking the podcast. He made fun of my height, which... I've been getting made fun of my height my whole life. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's...
This is like a low blow out of nowhere.
It's not even a low blow. Like, it is what it is, but it was like...
it's a low blow.
It's a low blow, especially
with... that's your friend, that's a low blow.
You know?
Somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
It painted a reality for me because they took it as, like, a personal approach on them, which I understand. This is the part that I understand. You guys... I don't mean it the way that it's about to sound. You guys are a bunch of men. You guys had for real. You guys are a bunch of men.
In the back of a truck.
No. You guys had...
with ticks on your balls.
Yeah. An intimate experience of something that you guys all got to just do together that is like something that you're all passionate about.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That builds a bond.
Yeah. So some credit here. Yes, I have seen brown water snakes. Yes, I have seen corn snakes. You know, I didn't drive 7 hours to see them. I really drove 7 hours to hang out with some friends because I was like, I want to meet these guys because a lot of the other guys, it was my first time meeting them,
seeing them for
the first time. But it was great to see Chaz again. It was great to see Preston again. And now I met Sky, who's also in Florida, so we're probably going to go out sometime.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't see a lot of those stuff. I really went out to see a freaking red pygmy, a red pygmy rattlesnake. They didn't find them in that area, but I mean, I guess they were there. We were joking, like half of us wanted to see red pygmies, and half of us were just joking. They're like, they're not real. Red pygmies just aren't real. They're not real.
Yeah.
And so it was funny. But the point is, so it's called this More Than Morelia Annual Harp Trip because last year was the first one. I didn't make the first one. But the second one, and hopefully even more and more and more, is going to be great. Because the so it's important what Chaz is doing. And Chaz is the guy that organizes it. He's More Than Morelia. He gets all these people. They're all his friends. And he makes sure that everybody has a good time. He gets them a good place. The reason it's important, there's a lot of reasons it's important. One of the things is that a lot of these people aren't necessarily like big, big herp people. You know, they're not the people posting on Instagram that they have a lot of herps. They're the people
just
posting
genuine
a lot
hobbyists
like you guys.
And passionate people.
Hobbyists. Yeah. They're posting pet snakes. They're posting snakes they've bred, projects they're working on, you know, the things that their viewers are excited about. And so for me, it's like, it's super important to get people out there. I mean, you especially, you're the one that advocates, go outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
People need to like get out of the tubs and get out of the racks, get out of the tanks. And
that's crazy.
Go outside into their habitats, see what's out there, see these animals, how they live and all that. And that was super important for a lot of people. It was a lot of their lifers. Two guys came from Maine and New Hampshire. And so it was like, you guys see fucking nothing.
Yeah, they got turtles though.
Nothing. Yeah, but they got, out of the seven turtles, five of them are endangered.
Yeah.
Okay, they only see two turtles reliably. Eastern painted and fucking snappers.
Reliably.
Yeah, so I mean, and like one of the guys was even saying, he was like, I just got my first snake of the year in March. Like it was a garter snake
cool
or a water snake.
It's goals
like,
for them.
That's
of
crazy.
Course.
Absolutely. I mean, I could never be up there.
Like, I would die.
Kill myself if I had to
die.
Be up there.
Yeah.
But it's important to get everyone out there, and especially then because of the trip, everybody took pictures, everybody saw these animals, and now they're posting it to their stories. Now everybody that follows them now gets to see what, like, they get to be a part of it. They're like, I saw these things too.
Absolutely. Did I shit on that?
A lot about that.
Did I shit on
that? No.
I didn't shit on that. That's not...
And so that's why it's important. I think hopefully it continues to happen. I hope a lot of people start organizing more of their own things.
Tino,
like
you
more
know,
herp trips.
You know what's something I never told you, but I told you and I told him?
What?
You made a comment to me in one of the last podcasts, if not the last podcast that you did, and we were talking about you going on the trip, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to go because I don't have anybody to go with. And I told Eric 100%, I'm like, Tino never asked me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tino never asked me. And
so
then
I didn't
found
know
out,
if it was like an exclusive thing because so, it's a private Facebook group, so I'm kind of like, I don't want to bring someone that Chaz not kill with. You
know? I know,
like,
I know. And you're right. But then I realized that Chaz had invited me on Facebook. And I was like, damn, I really would have liked to go.
There were a lot of people invited. Like only, I think it was only 9 to 10 of us.
Yeah. And I had mentioned to them that I was like, damn, like, should we do something like that? Like, do it here in Florida. And like, that's a fun thing. It has nothing to do with the personal. I understand that it's personal for him, because it's something that he put together in a community that he's building.
Yeah, yeah.
But again,
I did not shit on that. Yeah. That's not what I shit
for
on.
A lot of people too. It's
name.
Like even the brown waters and red rats. Like, yeah, it's not lifers for me, but for a lot of these people, it is lifers. Yeah. You know, a lot of the stuff. Like a lot of people were
did
documenting lifers
that?
For the first time.
No.
It's like,
did I shit on that?
You know what else? I'm not a herper.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I didn't
never
even shit on that. I literally kept saying that I wanted you to be a god. I was like, this motherfucker drove 14 hours. Yeah. I want him to be a god.
I will also say too, like, just because something is rare or uncommon doesn't make it more valuable. Like,
no.
Seeing, depending on the person, seeing a rainbow snake or a mud snake could be exactly the same as seeing a copperhead for someone else. Yeah. One of the things, I was super excited to see the copperhead. Like, if you ask any of them.
Oh, for sure.
I would have liked to see one.
Listen.
You saw, like, 10 of them on the boats, and I was
Excitement.
The mud snake came out, and I was like, okay, cool. I took a couple pictures with my phone, my camera.
Excitement,
it's cool,
absolutely.
But it's not for me. It's not my
excitement,
thing.
Excitement, absolutely. But the reason I was shitting on you specifically, as a friend, by the way, because I don't really give a fuck. But I'm always shitting on you all the time. Is because if you're going to herp, right? If you really want to learn the way to herp, the rare species, not that they're rare that makes it cool, is that you have to target them a specific way. And once you learn that, bro, there's people out there that can find indigos way better and faster than a lot of the organizations that are out here, right? So that's how, in my head, that's how you become
a herper.
High tier herper. That's a herper.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going out finding any snake that just comes out, you're not targeting, you don't know how to target. You're not a herper and you're just hiking and waiting for snakes to come over to you.
Yeah, but that doesn't diminish the...
It doesn't diminish
the experience that they're having.
No, absolutely not. The experience, amazing. Meeting people, amazing. Making new friends and connections, amazing. Yeah. Building our community, amazing. But I did not shit on that. Yeah, that's not what I spoke
on. Shitting
I
spoke, on you.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck this dude.
And as a friend, too, like, I don't really mean, like, oh, you're a piece of shit for not finding things. Yeah. Like, no,
it's
I
not
just
that
mean, like,
deep.
Yeah, I just mean, like, damn, Red Pygmies, dude.
I mean, I've been fire.
Yeah,
that
come
been the,
on,
that
bro.
Been the
fucking around.
That would have been
like,
the
like, it's just that. That's what herping is. Yeah. Once you're herping, you herp the same thing over and over again. It's cool, but then you're going to want to shoot for the next thing. And the next thing is the Red Pygmy there.
No. I literally went last night with, with I guess now my friend, Joey Malika, to look for SKs.
Yeah.
I've seen SKs before and Pygmies before, so has he.
Found a shit ton.
I found a shit ton of SKs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know where you were at.
Not like an insane amount.
Yeah, I know where you were at.
He was telling me that a record night for him was like 24 or 36.
What the fuck?
One of those numbers, I'm like,
I mean,
jeez, that's crazy.
With those, the place you went to, cake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cake.
But
you can't do that nowhere else.
That's the point. It's like, I don't need to go out and herp for 5 hours to hopefully find something or find something I'm not interested in. Like,
absolutely.
I find SKs and Pygmies for days.
In that one place. You can't do that nowhere else.
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
Oh, I for promise. SKs, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, it's just that specific place. But then you're targeting.
Yeah.
Now you know that place is the place.
Yeah. So, like...
And that's what it is. I was just sitting on that. I was just sitting on, damn, Tino, 14 hours. I could find everything you found there 30 minutes from my house.
But the point is... Like, for a lot of people,
it's the
like,
friends
you
met along the way.
Absolutely.
And
but
I literally
I didn't shit
said
on
that. I said that.
And I didn't shit on that, did I? I didn't shit on the guys. I didn't shit on the group. I didn't shit on that experience. Mm. I just went, damn, I could find all of those things in Florida. Is that a fact? Mm. That's a fact. I could find all those things. That was it.
Yeah.
That was fucking it. I could have gone 30 minutes and found out that shit.
One of the other great things about it, there was a couple other older elderly campers that were near us. And it's so funny. They were probably seeing a bunch of shirtless dudes like, what the fuck are they doing out there?
You see, you see too much of a good time. I don't fuck with that.
And then when they come up to us,
you don't want
like,
me to make a joke?
And then when they come up to us, they're like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, we're looking for snakes.
You didn't have to look hard.
Oh, you had to be.
You guys
hard.
Were half exposed.
You had to look hard.
All right. Anyways.
Anyways. But with these elderly campers, some of them came up to us. They were like, "Oh, I took a picture of the snake. What is it?" And we're like, "We're able to talk to them about it. Mm-hmm. We got a corn snake in hand, and we were like, Chaz was the one like actually showing them the snake. It's like, yeah, this is a harmless snake. They're valuable to the ecosystem, and like all that stuff is so important because now those campers will. I mean, they're regular campers.
Yeah,
they'll come back every single time, and maybe they don't kill the next snake.
100%.
You know,
or they kill them faster. You never know with those people.
I guess,
but
it's so important. I wish more people would do it. I think there should be more herp trips for a lot of people, and that's why Chaz plans them out like a year in advance so that if like. Yeah. You can kind of make the means
to go
for it.
I got 2 points to it. I got 2 points. And I didn't shit on it before, but I will now. Because I really don't give a fuck about nobody's feelings. Mm. What those things do, those things have happened before. You know what they do? They bring the poachers in.
That was one of my concerns, too.
They bring the poachers in.
You have to be really selective about who you bring.
Brings the poachers in.
That's why it's an invite.
And then you're showing multiple people the spots. Then those people show other people. Then those people show other people.
Yep.
That is the thing that happens every single time. Even when you do that, it always happens. So like,
but that's for that reason, if you want to keep it selective, go ahead and keep it selective to people you like. But post it, put it online so that people can enjoy that trip with you. So that people can see that the people that follow you, they see that and they're like, okay, you know what? I've been seeing a lot of corn snakes in bins for days, you know, and then all of a sudden, wow, a wild corn snake. How cool.
Yeah, that is cool. That is very cool. I mean, I don't think people have to do that, but that is very cool, and I agree. Like,
I think you should. Absolutely. Not like, you don't have an obligation, but morally, if your followers are into what you're doing and stuff, they like the reptiles.
Absolutely.
Give them a peek.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can agree with that. I can agree with showing people and teaching people on these animals. At the same time, if you're going to be on social media, somebody's going to say something about it, whatever it is. Like, you get the heat. You know, like, I post things and people come at me because, one, I keep animals in captivity. Two, I work with crocodilians. Three, I work with venomous snakes. You know, there's always that one person. Only good snake is a dead snake type of deal, right? Yeah. You know, he deal with it, like, normally. The situation that I did not like within this situation is that those people are within the industry. And all I said was all of those things are common. I said your name specifically. I didn't mention none of those people. I didn't shit on the community. I didn't shit on any of these motherfuckers.
You did after.
Huh? Oh, after?
Yeah,
I
yeah. You know what?
Listen. I will. And he held me back.
He held me back.
So everybody knows I'm not holding anybody back.
Yeah.
You all, everybody here is adults. I'm not in high school. Y'all do whatever the fuck you want.
He held me back, but I don't really give a fuck about this ugly motherfucker saying whatever the fuck he wants to say, bro. Well, I don't really give a fuck. And I will roast the fuck out of him all the way to the end if I wanted to. But he's a lame motherfucker anyways, bro. That thing weighs like 2 pounds as it is. It's 2 inches taller than this one's trying to call him short. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah. I don't really give a fuck. Because something like that, you want to post something in the story. If I slap the fuck out of him, then what? I'm in the wrong?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'll slap him again.
You know, I told him too. I was honestly like, you know what? Chuck thrives on not bad publicity, but thrives on, what's it called?
Just the heat.
Heat. Yeah, there we go. He thrives on heat. And I'm like, if you don't give it to him, nothing happens.
Yeah, I was just chilling. But this is I didn't think about it like they were going to get mad or anything.
No,
mind you, I don't really give a fuck. I don't know none of these motherfuckers, nor I give a fuck to know any of them. Yeah. They don't pay my bills. They don't take care of me. No. I don't really give a fuck, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, vice versa.
Yeah.
Nobody pays your bills. Don't give a shit about what anybody says.
That's absolutely. But the fact that they want to go on their stories instead of like, you got something to say, it hurts your feelings, bro?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah, tell me. You want to post on your story? I could post on my story, and I'm going to hurt the fuck out of your feelings. Yeah. And I held back.
Yeah. If things are going to be personal, keep it personal.
Yeah, I held back a lot, bro.
Yeah, no, a lot. I know you
a
held
lot.
Back. Yeah, for real.
I literally was like on the chat. I was like, oh, I'm in. Like, he wants to smoke. I'll give him all the smoke. Yeah, I don't really give a fuck. Held back because of mostly respect for you because you're my friend and you're friends with them too. And I don't want to fuck that up, of course.
Yeah.
So I held back because of that. I held back because he told me to not... go crazy.
Yeah.
But I also feel like if you're on social media, you're in the heat. You're about to, you gotta take what it comes with.
Yeah.
And also remember, we're on these shows. We all know each other, bro. We're gonna meet each other, and then what? It's gonna be fucking awkward.
I'm gonna be in Atlanta in 2 months.
Yep.
I'll probably see him.
Yeah.
This is somebody that I consider a friend. He's done the podcast when I do the show in Atlanta. Mm. He didn't want to take my calls. He wanted to, again, not only make fun of me publicly. Me, I didn't say shit. You said shit, and I don't give a fuck whatever. But it was the same thing. I'm like, I don't want to do anything that's gonna hurt you because you just had a good time.
No, whatever. You guys do whatever the fuck you want. It's all not right. on me.
No. Oh, but this is the
thing. I'm not nobody's dad. No, I'm not nobody's bodyguard.
Tino, but
nobody's
this is
girlfriend.
No, Tino. But this is something that you're not understanding. Something that you're not understanding is that this is what boys do. This is what, like, when you're, like, friends with somebody.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like,
a man. I get ticks on my balls.
No. It's not that.
Like
it's just
a man.
That, it's that you and I have a specific connection. Mm. So if something happens to you, even though it didn't directly happen to me, it happened to me because I'm going to be there for you.
You know,
the same way that Chuck didn't have to say anything. And then, mind you, Chuck was like, yo, he's saying it against my words. But I'm sure that in Chuck's mind, it's also, but he also went
sometimes
for this fucking guy
weird.
For no
sometimes
reason.
Sometimes it's weird. Like,
I didn't get tagged.
I didn't get
anything. I woke up that morning going to make the clip, which I still haven't even done for the episode. Yeah. And the first thing I see is a story post from him saying something about me, not even tagging me. Bitch. When we make fun of Nerd, when we make fun of Donnie, that I'm friends with Donnie now, and I fucking tag them.
Yeah.
Okay? And we get shat on and whatever, dude.
Yeah, move on.
You know? And why do I tag it? Not for the publicity. Open the conversation. What happened at Animal Con? I said hi to Donnie. You were there.
Yeah.
We said hi to Donnie, and the way that Donnie introduces us to Kevin, these are the guys that make fun of us on the podcast. We all had a big laugh about it. Next day, we're having breakfast together.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of taking it so personal over common snakes. Like, I don't understand. Like, you understand? Like, it's so stupid.
I think...
Tino, if anybody says anything about you, and it's in front of me, and if it's something that I wouldn't say to you, if it's something that is off bounds, I'm going to tell the fucking person something.
I mean, that's your right. For me, it's like, I mean, you guys say whatever the fuck you... Like, you're an adult. You can take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
You can take care of yourself. For me, it's like... you guys are my friends because I love hanging out with you guys, and you guys are my brothers, and now with these guys too, now my friends, now my brothers, you know, it's like, to an extent, it's like, you know what, if someone doesn't want to be my friend because of someone that I'm friends with, it's like,
they're
that's
stupid.
Petty.
Yeah, that is stupid, and that is very...
That's petty. That's not my
thing.
Behavior. That's not my
Absolutely.
Thing. Yeah, high school behavior. I don't even live with any of you, and y'all are... You're 10 minutes away from me. I don't live with any of you, and you guys don't say shit about what I do or say.
No.
That's the thing.
It just sucks you can't talk about this stuff, because I even tried reaching out to after what he's posted about you and all that stuff, and I even got shot down after just asking a simple question like, hey, what was it that happened? I was invited.
For me, there was no heat. That sometimes things can be personal, because when you find the snake in the wild, it's maybe your first time seeing one, and you're like, this is the coolest point of my life. Common or not.
To each
common or not,
man.
This is the coolest moment of my life.
Absolutely.
Like,
but
I mean, I was on
that's why I get like where they could have felt like they were being attacked and stuff, but it's just like, it's banter. We're shitting on our friend.
Yeah. Like, and also, you're on social media, bro. If you don't like it, get the fuck off it. That's
he said some he said some shit to him that it's just like, you don't gotta fuck it.
You're on
like,
social media, bro. Yeah. Like, you're on social media. You're good. Like, somebody's gonna say something.
It wasn't even
what? You can't take it to heart. And if you're gonna take it to heart, bro, I've been holding back so much. Every time he posts, I've been thinking. I'm literally
aware.
I just wanna just fuck with
him. One person posted, I love him. He's so funny. He posted the mud snake that we found, and he goes, I wanna try to get it right. You've been told this was a water snake. And I'm like, that's so funny. Also,
I don't even know who else posted
This is what's also funny. So that group was responding to things I hadn't said that you guys had said. Mm-hmm. And then you guys responded for the things that they had posted. And like, both of you went to me and I was like, I didn't say shit to nobody. I didn't tell this group what I'd found. I didn't tell them what you guys said. I was like, because they were like, oh, did you see what your friends did on the podcast? I'm like, no. I wasn't there, so I didn't see it.
You know what's funny? You know what's also funny? 2 days later, that one guy posted 12 mud snakes in Florida right on his hands. Annery mud snakes.
Actually, like 2 weeks before, they'd found like 3 rainbow snakes in the same area. I'm like,
dude,
fire.
It's just common shit. It's just common shit. And it is what it is. Those are common snakes. Are they not? They're common.
Yeah.
They're not saying you can't get happy. I get happy over common shit, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. The pygmies in an area where they're not. That's different. Stupid. That's you're retarded.
I do get excited, dude. Pygmies. I love pygmies. Coach whips. Whenever I see them, I get really excited.
One of the first things that the first year that we started doing this shit together, you were jizzing over the fact that you found a corn snake in a tree.
Yeah.
You were corn like, they're arboreal. You don't get it.
Listen, mud snakes is one of my favorite snakes in North America.
Yeah,
and
them.
I find them, and every time I get super excited.
Yeah.
Now it's a common snake, and I understand that. But I still get excited over it.
Like
it's not
what you like. It's
either.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just saying.
Who cares what
I'm
someone else is roasting you about?
You
what
let
you
me down with no red pygmies, dude.
Honestly, we had 10 people in there looking through that forest. Not one. You know what?
Womp,
too.
Womp.
Like I was thinking. So one of the guys that was there, he was like, "We're definitely gonna find canes before pygmies." You know, and it's like this area.
Dude.
For me, I'm like, man, that makes me sad. That makes me sad because I wanted to see a pygmy.
That's another thing. Like, South Carolina,
I even had the mentality to be like, you know what? I'm going to go further north and I'm going to find. There were some days that it also rained a little bit. So it was like,
I found canes in rainy days.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes
bro,
I do.
Whenever I go to Georgia, I showed you guys how many snakes do I get on those trips.
If anything, you should be like, oh, it's better in South Carolina because they're rarer.
Bruh. Listen, do we have anything else to say about this shit?
Nah, fuck them.
Look, the only reason, again, we're only having this conversation not because we want to make something out of it. We're having this conversation because it's relevant to what the conversation is. I don't know if I'm going to tag them in this or not.
I don't think they want to because that was one of the things that he was explaining to me. It's like, we should only be talking about stuff that we do. So it's like, I don't really know.
You guys all the time. What the fuck? You guys want to...
I mentioned most everybody. So, you guys want to follow. If you guys look at their pages, they'll be posting stuff, so...
Yeah.
And if
I'm open to having a conversation. It just bummed me out that somebody that I considered a friend, you know, didn't answer my call because of something that was said about him that was upsetting. It just, yo, take my call. Have this fucking conversation. What's the big deal?
The confrontation.
Yeah. You know? And it's just like, deal. I get it. Whatever. It is what it is. This shit will probably, in a couple fucking weeks, rest and maybe I'll get a message and then maybe things will be fine and then we all go on the trip next year.
I'm not,
whatever.
I don't really give a fuck to be near these fuckers.
Yeah,
they
whatever.
All sound like pussies to me. I don't really give
so
a
whatever.
Fuck.
So whatever. I mean, look, again, if, and we've said this a bunch on this podcast, I mean, obviously, it's a comedy reptile podcast. Okay, we're out here making fucking jokes, trying to make people laugh or whatever this, whatever that. But also, like, we are super reachable.
Yeah.
Even though this fucking asshole has 130,000 fucking followers, no wonder they don't tag him. But fucking...
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, send him a message.
Bro, over 400 people clicked on the shit when I tagged him.
Yeah.
It's like
you gave him, and that's why I told him, like, don't do it because
I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, and there's the thing. So we're all super reachable.
I'm nobody's dad, nobody's girlfriend, nobody.
You don't even know how to be a dad.
No, I don't.
Again,
I don't.
We're all super reachable. Whatever. If you want to make fun of me, make fun of me. Tag me. Let's have this conversation. And just because these podcasts aren't as long as you like your 2-hour podcast talking about whatever the fuck you guys talk about, listen, we're looking at different fucking metrics. I'd love to see your retention. We end this shit whenever the fuck we want. This was the Reptiles With Podcast.